Well, good morning, boys and girls. How's everybody today? You can scoot over a little bit, or Michael. Michael, there's room right here on the end. How's everybody this morning? Are you good? Are you here? You sure? Is Father James here today?
Yeah.
Yeah? How do you know that I'm here? How do you know that I'm really here, Zach? I'm standing. And what do you see? Do you see? How do you know that I'm just not a ghost? Huh?
I can see you.
You can see me. What are you seeing of me? What do you see? Your body. You see my body. You see my body, right? And you can touch me, right? You want to make sure I'm not a ghost? You can feel me. Do I feel like a ghost?
No.
No. I'm not a ghost. Am I? All right. Because you know I'm here. You know Father James is here because you see my body. How do you know I'm not dead?
Because you're standing right here.
I'm standing right here. And what else? What else? I'm talking. I'm walking. So we know I'm not dead. I'm not a ghost. I'm not dead because I have a body. A body that's obviously living and moving. Okay? So why am I bringing this up? Well, today is a feast day in which we are celebrating, that's within the octave, that is within the 8 days of Corpus Christi. And what Corpus Christi, what does that mean? Well, Corpus Christi is Latin for the body, corpus, like we get the word corpse in our language, except that means a dead body. But in the Latin, corpus just means body in general, the body of Christ. The body of Christ. Why do we celebrate the body of Christ? We just had Pentecost. Now that we know that the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost and that he breathed life into the church. That was the church's birthday, right? The apostles became filled with the Holy Spirit. But could you see the Holy Spirit? Can you touch the Holy Spirit? No, in fact, we call the Holy Spirit the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. But Jesus came. Now think about this. For eternity past, God was invisible. God could not be seen. God could not be touched. God, in eternity past, was like a ghost, like a spirit. And yet he created all things. He created you and me. But what happened? There was a moment in time in which God spoke. And in fact, today we commemorate St. Ephrem the Syrian. He's a great doctor of the church. And one of the things, and he's a Syrian, so he's actually part, like, he's part of our, like, patriarchate. And St. Ephrem said that when Gabriel, the angel, at the Annunciation said to Mary that you shall conceive by the Holy Spirit and that you will bring forth the Son, that through that Gabriel speaking and her listening, it was, St. Ephrem says, the Word, that is the second person of the Trinity, that is Jesus, became flesh. Now, we couldn't quite see him then. He became flesh. He became fully human at the moment of his conception, at the moment of the Annunciation. And of course, he became visible to the world when? When did he become visible? At the Nativity, right? At Christmas. A baby. So here, God, who forever past was invisible, became not only visible, but listen to this. He became one of us. He became a human being. Now, how do you know? You know that Father James is here. You know that Father James is alive. How do you know Father James isn't a dog or a cat or a cow? How do you know? I don't make animal noise. Well, sometimes I might, but you know, so especially if I bang my finger or something like that. But that's good. That's good. But normally I don't bark or growl. You're right, Zach.
No,
I'm walking on TV. The fact is, we can look and we can discern. We know the difference between a cat and a dog and a cow and a horse and a human being. In fact, we are made in the image of God. Now here's the whole deal. For Corpus Christi, the body of Christ, Christ became flesh. Flesh, like this. Christ became flesh. And even after his death and burial and resurrection, we know that he was alive again, right? And he told Thomas, stick your hand right into my side. Thomas could touch him. He was in the flesh and blood. He after his resurrection, but then there was the ascension. He was no longer seen. But there was a promise. You know, today is Father's Day, right? Today's Father's Day, so don't forget to tell your dad Happy Father's Day. But I lost my father for almost 14 years ago, and I miss him. I miss my dad. But if he were to walk through those doors right now, alive in the flesh and blood, I would be worshiping God. I would be joyful. But here's the thing, and I will see him one day, God willing. But here's the thing. God has given his body, his presence. How do we know that Jesus is present right now? How do we know? Same way you know I'm present. His body. His body. This is what we're getting ready to do at the altar. And when I lift that host, we understand it to be the body of Christ. And Jesus said, if you eat this bread, if you eat my flesh, he said, you will live forever. And so we celebrate Corpus Christi because we have been given this great gift of his body, of his presence, a living presence, not a dead corpse, but a live body, a body of Christ, a body that conveys to us his own life, that we might live forever. You can eat those goldfish, Michael, and you might not be hungry for an hour, but when we eat the body of Christ, the bread of life, we will live forever. So let us give thanks for the body of Christ, who is forever present. And one final thing, we are what we eat. When we eat the body of Christ, we become the body of Christ. We become the body of Christ. So we help take that gift of salvation to all the world. Will you be the body of Christ today and always? Will you? God bless you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.